A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Ask now the days of old, before your time, ever since God created man upon the earth. Ask from one end of the sky to the other. Did anything so great ever happen before? Was it ever heard of? Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking from the midst of the fire as you did and live? Or did any god venture to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation, by testings, by signs and wonders, by war, with his strong hand and outstretched arm, and by great terrors, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? All this you are allowed to see, that you might know that the Lord is God and there is no other. Out of the heavens he let you hear his voice to discipline you. On earth he let you see his great fire, and you heard him speaking out of the fire. For love of your fathers he chose their descendants and personally led you out of Egypt by his great power, driving out of your way nations greater and mightier than you, so as to bring you in and make their land your heritage, as is today. This is why you must know and fix in your heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and on earth below, and that there is no other. You must keep his statutes and commandments, which I enjoin on you today, that you and your children after you may prosper, and that you may have a long life on the land which the Lord your God is giving you forever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I remember your wonders of old, and I meditate on your works, your exploits I ponder. I remember the deeds of the Lord. O God, all your way is holy. What great God is like our God? You are the God who works wonders. Among the peoples you have made known your power. I remember the deeds of the Lord. With your strong arm you redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. You led your people like a flock under the care of Moses and Aaron. I remember the deeds of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord. Again and again, I think we have to come back to this gospel, but this is what it is to follow Jesus. I was reading the other day on some news feed about someone was a Protestant talking to their congregation about the Beatitudes, and people came up to him and start yelling at him that, "Why are you bringing this social justice stuff up into religion?" You know, and so people don't even know what Jesus says, but Jesus says, don't have it your way, don't go for the gusto, don't sit there and do everything the way you think it should be done. You got to deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow after me. Those who seek their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. This is not living in America 101. This is the opposite. This is about dying to ourselves, not getting what we want, picking up the cross of suffering every day and following in Jesus' footsteps. Now, that's the call of Jesus Christ. Is that the one we follow? Or do we follow in our own mind the one who gives me what I want? And as long as he gives me what I want, I am happy with him and I will follow him. But as soon as he disagrees with me or my politics or having things my way, I'm done. Now, you're here every day, most of you. So hopefully we're all in this thing that we follow the Jesus who calls us to deny ourselves, to pick up our cross, and to follow him. We don't listen to the world. We listen to Jesus. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray.